Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But not only is it about being rich, but it's about creating a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have the greater ability to bless more people's lives. And guys, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that I can be able to create this ripple effect through you other Ripplers as well, looking to create your own ripple effect. Again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. You guys not only just binge on these episodes, but you guys have been sharing these with other people. You guys have been taking this information and applying it. Heck, I'm even grateful for you haters that give us more listens and more downloads and more views. So thank you for tuning in especially. I appreciate you guys always being here, because this is about you. We really want to create the freedom for you. This is why I came out of retirement, to help you do that right here. Hey, as always, I want to remind you, go to our YouTube channel. If you haven't done so already, go and subscribe to the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. We've got lots of extra video content that we do beyond these podcasts. Some of them are even short, 30 to 60 seconds, just to give you some tidbits, just give you a little bit more, because it's not just about trying to learn a strategy. It's about learning a new way of thinking so that you can apply those strategies more easily. So be sure to go check that out. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and a discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together, and as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/money ripples. That's prereo.com/money ripples. Check them out. So guys, I want to talk about today about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which was one of the books that made some of the biggest impact in my life. And I'm sure maybe it has for you. Now, quick thing, if you have not read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, go get it today, okay? An absolute must. Now, it's kind of for us that talk about passive income and actual investing, right? Like real investing, not gambling, but real investing. This is a common book now. Just so you know, this book took a long time to take off. It took years. The real turning point for this book was when Kiyosaki actually got onto Oprah, and she even told him, buckle up, this is gonna create millions of sales for you. And since then, they've sold millions of copies. Even my friend Sharon Lecter, who is the co-author of that book, definitely a great benefactor of that as well. I'm very grateful for it. Now, I'm grateful personally because I became a financial advisor right about the time it was starting to boom and it became popular. And when I read that book, I was impressed, because they talk about the different quadrants, right? The E for employee, which is the place you don't want to be. S, which is self-employed, which they said, hey, self-employed is good. It's better than being an employee, but you're still in a rat race. B is the business owner. And that's when you have a real system where the business can operate without you. If it can't operate without you, you're self-employed. So business owner is huge. And then I is being an investor, where you're creating, again, that passive income, money coming in as an investor. Now, what's fascinating is that I remember thinking as a financial advisor, and all of us would talk about it and mastermind about it. And we would say, hey, Kiyosaki supports everything we do. Kiyosaki, he loves investing. And that's what we do. We put money in the stock market, in mutual funds. We're investors. And guess what? We own our own practices as financial advisors. We're business owners. Yes, we're doing it. We live in the B&I quadrant, which is where you should be. The problem was, we really weren't, okay? We had our own little little narrative in our mind that we thought we could just spin it to be the way it is. Now, if you really know Kiyosaki's stuff, you read plenty of his books, he'll tell you financial advisors are really just like what I say, salesmen in suits, right? Again, well-intentioned, I'll add, well-intentioned, well-meaning people, people that are out to serve for the vast majority. However, they have not proven to create financial freedom for themselves. And there is nothing that Kiyosaki says that you should be saving your money into mutual funds. And if you're not certain about that, I found out, you know, very bluntly from him when I read the book, Who Took My Money, that he just rips into mutual funds. And I'll tell you, as a financial advisor who is securities licensed, I read that in 2006, and I can tell you, it's all true. I mean, I had to admit it. Somebody being in that field long enough, I could say, nope, he's right. This is the weakness of mutual funds. Now, is it always wrong? No, I'm not saying that. If the market crashed, you might think I might look at trying to buy more stocks. Heck, Disney's been crashing. Thing is, Disney could keep going down. So I'm not saying it's a good time to buy Disney, but we've seen Disney and Netflix and all these companies, especially some of the tech companies, even crash lately. And so the thing I want to bring up, though, is that when you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it gets you excited, right? And you always want to know the how-to. How do I make this work? Well, Robert Kiyosaki talked about real estate, so I should do real estate investing. Great. I'm going to do it, and I'll be just like Kiyosaki. Problem is this, is that he gives you good concepts and things you need to understand to mentally change your mind. But by his own self-admission, he's really to help you open and expand your mind to the possibilities and break that pattern of thinking. But he's not there to tell you how to do it. In fact, that's the one criticism that he gets all the time, is that he doesn't give you the how-to. And if you listen to his podcast, which, you know, he's done lately, and he's had some interesting topics, and he's made some pretty bad decisions and predictions right then and there live with some of the stuff he's done, even how he's been gambling with his money a little bit. He doesn't really give you anything. That's why he'll just say, of course, I understand this, having a podcast myself, we're never going to tell you, you should invest here, right? Or you should invest there. That's wrong. You know, we can't do that because we don't know your situation. Every person has a different case, different circumstances. And it always comes back to the two words of it depends, right? It just depends on your situation. But again, what frustrates people is that they don't get the actual application. How do I make it work? And the crazy thing is I work for companies. You know, I mentioned I did stock coaching. I mentioned that on our podcast last week. Funny enough, that company got bought out by another company who then white labeled the Rich Dad brand. All of a sudden now Rich Dad was saying, hey, you can invest in the stock market too. Here's how to do it. And then he had his real estate branch. And all they would do is these would be people that do not work for Kiyosaki. They would just take his label, pay him money for it, so they can use his name and his brand to then paste onto their whatever coaching program they offered. And I'll tell you, I knew people that did that real estate program making $12 an hour back during the last recession. Many of them had never bought a real estate property in their lives, but those are the ones that people are paying $50,000 plus to learn from them, who's just teaching out of a stupid manual how to do it. And how do I know that? Because I knew those people and I worked for the company that gave you a manual to teach from to do that kind of stuff. I'll tell you, my favorite time as a stock coach is when we finally got away from the manual. Yeah, when we would spend out of the 16 sessions we do, we spend 8 sessions or weeks going through and just hitting the topic of the manuals. A lot of times, though, I would give my own spin and my own experience based on those manuals, which is why people loved how I taught it. But once I got to those other 8 weeks, it's like, now we got time to actually teach you some good stuff because we're getting out of the basics, which is fine. You got to know some basics, but they're teaching you how to do things that are active. And remember, when we talk on the show, we often talk about passive investing. We don't talk about going we'll have companies out there. We'll talk about doing things where they say, hey, you create passive income and get out of the rat race doing real estate investing now. And then what do they teach you? They teach you how to create another business in the B quadrant, not the I quadrant, but the B quadrant. They say, hey, here's how you wholesale, or here's how you go and flip properties. That's not a passive investment. That's not really being an investor. That's being a business owner. Your business is in the game of real estate if you're doing wholesaling or you're doing flipping properties. Now, there is nothing wrong with that. I have many friends that do this, make millions of dollars doing that very strategy. But here's the shortcoming. It's an active investment. It's an investment you got to put a lot of time, energy, and money into to do. And it can be great. Again, it can be an awesome thing where you can put in some of your personal energy and make it work. But you got to have two factors to make that work. One, you got to make sure you have the time to commit. If you're already overloaded with work and other things outside of work and you don't have time, those things won't work for you. And then two, the second problem that people have, of course, is you got to have a real passion for it. Because I can guarantee you that any business you do, there's going to be some bad times or times that you're not going to think are very favorable. Things that are going to come up that are going to be challenges. How do you handle those challenges? If you hate it, if you hate the work, you're just going to hate it more and quit. I can tell you from my experience coaching people straight trading stocks, out of 200 people, only a handful would make money when we weren't holding their hands. Those are the people that loved the game. They loved it regardless if they made money or not. Those are the people that made money. The ones that were desperate, that had to make money. They're in that scarcity, which scarcity drives money away. Those people are the ones that struggled. Those are the ones that actually would end up losing money sometimes. Even though we would give them a really good strategy to say, you do this, you can make money. You can make good money. But no, they wouldn't. Why? Because they got emotional about it. Not in a good way, but in a bad way. They got upset. They hated it. They felt like they just created another job. And that is what people do if they're telling you, hey, you can get out of the rat race. If you spend the next 15 to 20 hours plus a week doing this active investment business that you have. Hey, Airbnbs can be amazing, but know that that's a business. And it takes some time to get the systems in place so that you can say, hey, I can now be more hands-off, or I'm just managing the people that are on my team doing the grunt work. And that's fine. Again, I got a great friend, Kyle Stanley, that does an amazing job teaching how to do Airbnb type of investing without having to buy the property. Amazing stuff. If you ever look up Kyle Stanley, we've had past episodes with him. He's got great stuff. If that's what you want to do, great. But remember, it's a business. It's going to require time and energy. What we focus on here at Money Ripples is more on the passive side. And I don't mean passive like you just sit back and do nothing, right? You still got to turn your brain on. You still got to at least do something. But when we have our own vetted investment professionals, we call it VIP, we've got our own deal operators that have syndications. They've got turnkey companies. They've got different partnerships and things you could do, hard money lending. They got things in the apartment space, self-storage. They've got things in the space of oil and gas or mineral rights, right? All these kind of things that we have a whole network that actually does this kind of stuff. And we've actually gone through, vetted them ourselves. Doesn't mean that they're guaranteed. Doesn't mean that they work. But we went and vetted them for that very reason of people are saying we don't have all the time to go and try to find whatever stranger on the street, you know, try to Google somebody to see if they have a syndication. Because I'm telling you right now, especially in the real estate space, there are a ton of people taking syndicated money, and it doesn't mean they're good. Many of them just showed up on the scene in the last 3, 4, 5 years, barely. Just barely showed up as newbies, rode the nice little wave of the real estate market. They didn't have to be good because as the properties keep appreciating, they make money anyways. Right? It's not hard when there's massive inflation working in your favor. What's hard is if we move into recession and can they still keep paying you? Will their models still work even if things reverse on them? And I know many of you guys have told us this, yet you're fearful of what if things do change? What if things happen in the real estate market, which I think there will be certain pocket markets in the US that will actually start to deflate a little bit in their prices. Many will stagnate. I think some will still appreciate, but you got to find the right places. And so you got to be careful of this. So this is why we try to go and find these kind of things and then actually apply it. So when I had a podcast host ask me, he said, Chris, well, what is it exactly you do? I said, well, basically we're rich dad, poor dad applied. We actually get you to do the stuff that he talks about. You actually get you to find out and connect with those deals and know how to do the due diligence and know how to do the right things without having to have a part-time business to do it. You can still be a passive investor, still be able to put money with other people or put money in places where other people are managing it and doing the work for you so that you're collecting the money. You're not the one dealing with all the headaches. You know, as one of my friends jokingly says, you don't have to deal with the tenants, toilets, and trash. You're not dealing with that kind of stuff. Again, if you want to be an active investor, more power to you. You can make more money than the stuff that we do. But if you're the type of person saying, I want passive investing, I want to be able to still keep working my job in the meantime, keep generating more money, saving it so I can keep increasing my passive income each and every year, that's what we do. if you're a business owner saying, I want to get out of my own rat race. Just so you know, there's people in real estate investing space that say, I need a way out. I need to know that if my business gets shut down, I still have a plan B. I still have the ability to have enough passive income to keep me going. By the way, business, if you're a business owner, it is so much more fun doing business when you don't need the money. When you know you have so much passive income coming in that you don't have to keep working in your business or even in your job, your W-2 job, it's so much more fun. Because then you realize you work by choice, not because you need the paycheck, but because you actually want to be there. And many of you have told us, you said, hey, Chris, I would love to be able to just go part-time in my business. Or, you know, maybe like if you're in the medical profession, I have many medical professionals say, you know, all I really want is just to back off to a couple of days a week. Or even better, if I could just take a few weeks off and travel abroad or do anything, just take time off where I know my bills are taken care of. Because I can't tell you how many people, even that make great income, especially in the medical field, whether you're doctors, even attorneys outside of the medical field, of course, chiropractors, dentists, every time they're like, if I could just be part-time, I still like what I do, but I just want to be part-time. So I don't have the pressure that I have to keep making money, that I know that we're taken care of, my family's taken care of, and we have options. We can still live and love life. And even better, while my kids still love me, you know, not until they get to the point where they're too cool for me, or they got their own lives of their own and they're starting to have their own families. And that time has passed. We don't want that cats in the cradle moment where you missed out on your golden opportunity to create that freedom right now. So that's what we're talking about, guys. So, you know, Rich Dad Poor Dad's great. Okay. But don't take it literally. Don't just try to go do everything willy-nilly. If you do, awesome. You're going to probably find out that you're going to have some bumps and bruises along the way. And maybe that's the best way you learn. So be it. For those other of us that say, you know, I'd rather learn from other people's mistakes. I'd rather avoid the bumps and the bruises. I'd rather keep my money and make sure it keeps growing. That's where we might be able to help. And so that's the thing that you need to do is that Rich Dad Poor Dad can only get you so far. But at some point, you're going to need guidance. You're going to need help. Now you can do it on your own. And if you're the type of person who thinks you're smarter than everybody else, do it. Like, fine. We love when people say, you know, I'm doing a great job. And there's times I've told people, I said, honestly, I think you're doing a great job with what you're doing. Just keep doing it. Many people, what's fascinating is that they might have done and even bought real estate properties, but then I'll say, oh my goodness. Yeah, you've bought it and you're even creating some passive income, but look on your return on equity. It's so low. We could do so much better with the equity you have in that property. Oh, I don't know. Like, I kind of like what I'm doing here. Okay. Well, you're just missing out. You really are. And you could be doing something better, getting better returns right now, rather than just sticking with the same path. So that's the thing is that you might've made some great decisions. Awesome. You might've saved a lot of money in 401ks, IRAs, maybe other mutual funds or savings accounts and stuff. You might even have done infinite banking policies and maybe they weren't the best for you either. Maybe they end up not being, maybe be something where you've spent too much money on them, too much in fees, which most people do. If you've pretty much gone with somebody outside of us, there's a high, high likelihood that you've been paying too much on infinite banking. Great. How about we look for a way to do it better, right? You can't change the past. You can't change what you've done. No need beating yourself up with regrets because it's not your fault. You've done the best of the knowledge you've had. And if you were like me, reading Robert Kiyosaki's stuff, you just guessed along the way anyways. The good news is there's hope that you can turn things around. You can actually have control of your own financial future, your own life, and not just your financial future. As I've said before, have control of your financial present where you can actually make changes today that create real passive income now that will give you even a better future down the road. As I told one of the people that I actually was wondering what they should do in their situation, again, having a lot of money in the stock market, I said, hey, you know, you've done a great job saving. You're in your 40s. Great job. Here's the thing, you know, we can make this work better. And yeah, you got all these retirement accounts, but do you really want to wait another 17, 18 years? Or do we get that money to actually start creating cash flow for you over the next few years so that you can actually have just as much, if not more cash flow coming in now than later, and then build up that cash flow to the point where by the time you even hit age 59 and a half with your 401k or IRA, when you can finally get to it, you're like, I've already made way more money than I would have made just letting it sit there, especially if we gamble it in the stock markets. So again, take it for what it's worth. I want you guys to actually not just take and hear this advice, but apply it. If you're the person who's saying, I wonder if that could work for me, I would just challenge you, go take the passive income calculator on our website, moneyripples.com. See how much you might be able to create just in the next 12 months. And if it's at least $15,000, you should probably be reaching out to us, contacting us on our website saying, hey, Chris, or, you know, hey, Money Ripples team. But just so you know, I'm looking at all these emails coming in. I talk to you guys. You just say, hey, maybe this is something I need to do. Maybe this is something I can do to improve my situation. By the way, if you get a really big negative number on that calculator, most likely it's because there is a number error in there. You could actually have something better. I had somebody that had a negative 29,000 in there. Just spoke with him a few weeks ago. Get this. Conservatively, he can create in the next 12 months, $155,000 of passive income coming in, which is perfect because that's about exactly what he wants. He wants about $20,000 a month. And I said, hey, it's not negative 29,000 like the calculator told you. There's a little place that created an error there. When you input these particular numbers, it creates an error. Guess what? Good news, 155,000, way better than expected. So I'm not saying you're going to get 155,000. I'm not saying he's going to 155,000. Honestly, I think he can get closer to 200,000 this year, but we like to guess low on that calculator. So go check that out. Try out your numbers, see what you get for that. And again, it's not about listening to this podcast, it's about taking action. Find out what it is for you. Go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.